Welcome, everybody, to a new beginning. And I'd really like to start the call with everybody taking a turn and telling everybody about who you are and what's the biggest goal you would like to create for this class. So why don't we start with Anita?
Well, I'm in Escondido, California, and I spend part of my time in Colorado as well. And I was not prepared to be the first one to call.
Would you like me to pick on somebody else? I could do that.
No. My biggest goal is to figure out my purpose in life.
Yeah, and you're doing great.
and that's really that's the main one. Another big one is to be in better shape, and then to continue enhancing our family harmony, which has been going really well with my current family that I created with my husband. And we won't talk about my birth family. Thank you.
Okay, well, that's awesome. Thank you. So how about Sherry?
Hi.
I have California girls, by the way, tonight. We have three California girls.
I was just about to say, I'm also in California. I live in Orange County, and I'm a writer, and the thing that I would most like to get out of this class is to get a better understanding and love for my authentic self, and to have that transformation within myself impact my relationships, both my husband and my friendships.
Beautiful. Yes, and I have a sense that this particular New Beginnings class may have an emphasis on relationships. Just saying.
Great.
Yeah, I know. I was just in Orange County. I was really hoping I was going to get to see you, but it turned out that I was recovering from the retreat I was on. We all slept.
No worries.
Yeah. So
now was that Sherry that just spoke?
That was Sherry.
Okay.
Okay, so we have another California lady. This is Leslie.
Oh, I'm in Iowa.
You're in Iowa? Why did I think you were in California?
I don't know.
Oh, that's funny.
I live in Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay.
I retired about a year and a half ago. My husband and I are both retired. And I've gained a huge amount of weight, and I've tried to do Weight Watchers has always worked for me, and other ones have always worked for me. And this last time I tried it for about 4 months, and I could not lose the thing, so I knew that it was an emotional problem. So I'm trying to get to the root of this emotional problem, and I have been through tons of therapy. So some of the things I heard mentioned, I've kind of crossed into those kind of things too. So I have a lot of things that I'm dealing with. So that's basically, I'm married and my children are grown. We have three grandchildren, and one of them's getting married next month. I have one great grandchild, and we have our 10-year-old grandson before and after school and all summer long, and he's just a pure delight. So the thing that I'm finding now that I'm retired, I'm just stuck. All I do is sleep all day or read all day. And those have always been goals for me anyhow when I retired, because that's what you want to do when you're sitting in a little cubicle, you know. So
now you got what you asked for.
Yeah, I got what I asked for, but now I just feel stuck. And I know there's a lot of things in my life that I have dealt with, but maybe I need to take another look at them. So,
okay.
I guess that's it.
So the goal for you then is
losing weight and find out why I don't even have a desire to. And before I was very strict with myself on diet and exercise, and now I just, it's like nothing.
Yeah.
I just can't do it anymore. So there's another reason.
Oh, we'll definitely take a look.
Yep. Okay. And I want to be more joyful.
Oh, yes. Well, there you go. That's a really good thing to be. And, okay, and Sharon, our Florida girl.
Hello. Yeah, I think it's interesting, Marbeth, that we live probably 20 miles away from each other, and you've met Sherry, who's in California, and not me.
I know.
But,
I know. I actually had met Sherry in Canada, so... I know. We both belong to an organization called the Evolutionary Business Council. So, you know, so we were there in Calgary. We met each other, and she's really delightful. So I know that you're all going to enjoy her as well. And I do want to meet you. I mean, that would be really cool. I mean,
yeah.
You're certainly close enough. It's just that I have been...
Yes.
Traveling like a fiend.
And also interesting is that I was introduced by Marbeth by a family member of both of ours. We share a family member in an odd way.
Yes.
But in any event, I am single, divorced for the second time, but for 7 years. I have four grandchildren. The oldest is 14. The youngest is 10. And the 12-year-old just had her braces taken off today, so it's a very exciting day.
Yay.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. I'm just looking at her pictures on Facebook. My goal is to attract the right kind of man into my life.
Yes, and that'll be, you know, we're going to do what we can to create that. And what was really interesting was when I was in, you know, with my at the retreat I was at in California, one of my colleagues is a relationship coach, and I learned a whole bunch of stuff from her that I didn't know. So that was very exciting. We're about to have somebody else join the call. So what is your goal? Is to have the new and different kind of relationship. Let's get a clear goal on that, Sharon.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, tell me, let me see, just state your goal so that it's very specific. You want to attract?
I want to attract the perfect man for me.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's really good. I find that, you know, that very often that we do attract the perfect people. They really reflect who we are. Hi, Pamela.
Hey, thank you.
Hi. Say hi to, well, you know Anita.
Hey, Anita.
Hi, Pamela.
And we have Leslie. And
hi,
Sarah,
Pamela.
And
hey,
Sharon.
Leslie.
Hello, Pamela. That's Sharon.
Who was that? I'm sorry.
Sharon,
nice to meet you, Sharon.
Yes.
So everybody just was speaking and telling me what their goal is and telling everybody what their goal is, you know, what they really want to get out of this class. So why don't you tell them, everybody, a little bit about you and what you would like to get out of the class.
Well, I believe Anita knows that I'm a helicopter pilot. And I pretty much closed down about when I was 23, so I'm now 57. So I shut down all emotions altogether. And over the past several months, Marbeth has been working with me very closely on bringing out those emotions. And so I'm finally starting to have and feel true emotions, starting to cry, even though she hears me cuss and text her going, what the F? And it's very unusual when you've never had emotions all of a sudden to have emotions. Well, it's been a long time. So just to have more feeling, to be able to open up more to receive, because as long as I stay bottled up, nothing can come in. And then also we've talked about my fear, because I have a new position in life, and studying and concentrating and all of that type of stuff. So anyway, just be able to open up for information to be able to flow in besides just get to my ear and stop.
Yeah, so that's beautiful, sweetie. So basically your goal is?
My goal is to release more
and
grow more.
Yeah, and
be able to cry more.
No, but what about being really happy and being able to feel some really positive, wonderful emotions?
Exactly. Yes, be happy, because recently I have not been very happy. That
yeah.
is true.
Pamela is learning to fly a very difficult kind of helicopter. She has gone back to school, basically, to learn how to do this, and it is intense. So I really applaud you. I think that you are amazing. I can't even imagine, you know, learning to fly a helicopter. I mean, it looks so complicated.
It is a complicated one. I just keep thinking about the women that are in their 70s and 80s that go back and get their doctorates. That's what keeps me going, is things like that, going, other women can do this. I know I can.
I know. You are one tough cookie. So, okay, we are here, and we are back in in New Beginnings. So Pamela was in, and Anita were in the last class. They're going to go even deeper in this one. So I think that'll be really great. So what I did is I've created a homework page for you guys. And if you go to my website, I don't know if you're near a computer, webpage for you, that it's going to have all of the homework assignments. It's going to have all of the calls, like this call is being recorded, so that if you miss a class or you want to go back and listen to some information, you can go back and it will be, the recording will be up on this website. We are also we're also going to have our own Facebook group. And all that information will come to you tomorrow by email. So the website is marbethdunn.com, marbethdunn.com/new-beginnings, BEGINNINGS -3. Or it's like new -beginnings and the number 3.
Could you give that again? I got the Marbeth part.
Yes, marbethdunn.com/new-beginnings-3.
The number 3?
So you'll see.
There it is.
Yeah, there's some pre-work there. And, you know, there's also, you know, we had a little bonus class last week, and, you know, we just went over a few things. But you can actually, what I'm doing is I'm gifting everybody in the class my home study program, which is called The Power of Joy. And there's a link to it. You'll see week number 1, September 26th, New Beginnings class number 1, and then the homework. There's a link for, it's a YouTube video, which is a meditation for a calm heart, which is, I recorded, it's not the most professional, I know I shouldn't apologize for it, but it's good, because it's a really wonderful way for calming yourself, and, you know, just a really nice way. It's a breathing meditation. In Kundalini yoga, there are probably 1,000, at least 1,000 different kinds of meditations, and some are on the breath, and some are, you know, using sound, and some are just, you know, going inward and, you know, or chanting, whatever. So this is one on the breath, and it's just a really good way to go inside yourself. And I know you had a chance to experience this, Anita and Pamela, but it's good to revisit it And just remind yourself how to do it, because you may find that it's going to impact you in a different way. I happen to use this meditation a lot. And did we lose somebody? Well, nobody's going to tell me if I lost them. Everybody else is there.
You know, when I'm taking Nomar bath for Anita and myself to review it, it will be only more enhanced.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly.
And I think it's something, I mean, yeah, it would be something to do on a regular basis.
Well, you can, you know, like I'm suggesting that you start at about 3 minutes, and I generally do it for about 3 minutes, and I just, you know, find that it really takes me into a deep place, and if I want to just kind of sit there and meditate or think, you know, very positive, appreciative thoughts at the end of that, I'm more receptive to it. So, and especially with some of the exercises that we're going to be doing in the program, it's a really nice place to start. So that's why I'm including it. So I should probably re-record it with the, you know, so it'll look a little better. But nobody gets to see it but you. Did somebody just come back in?
Yeah, I knocked myself off. It's Sharon. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I'm glad you're back. Yeah, I was just, I don't know how much you got to hear, but we're on the homework page, the New Beginnings
page.
Did you get the web address for that?
Yeah, I'm on the on that, and you're actually on the homework page.
Yes, we're at week number one, September 26th, and here the first one is meditation for a calm heart, and there's the link to YouTube.
Okay,
and,
I got that.
Yeah, so when you have a chance, just take a look at it. You can meditate along. That one is just suggested. You know, but I find it's something that I do quite a bit. It's just really a lovely meditation because it takes you into a deeper, very calm state, a lovely place really to, from there you can, you know, really program positive things. You know, start to think about all the things that you appreciate in your life, which raises your vibration. When your vibration is higher, you start to pull in what you really want. So what you desire. I don't want to use the word want because that implies lack. So we'll talk about what you desire. You can attract it as your vibration gets higher. So here, if you just below that, is the link to access the Power of Joy Home Study Program. Now, I know, Pamela, you were telling me that you weren't able to access a lot of the links, but you already have the program, right?
Right, yes. I have this, and, yeah, I have it downloaded.
And where it says New Beginning Call, that's where the call is going to be. You know, that's where
okay.
The recording is going to be for this week's call. So I just wanted you to, you know, it's just a little housekeeping. Tomorrow you'll get an email with the Facebook page where, you know, if you're on Facebook, I'll find you, I'll add you to the group. And, you know, then that way we can all interact with each other. The other thing that I would really like to do is, and I did this in my last group, and I think it's terrific, is that we have accountability partners so that you really do your homework. And, you know, you're checking in with each other, and you know, it really gives you support. It really gives you, you know, if you're, you know, liable to forget about doing a particular exercise or you're feeling stuck, you have somebody to call. It's a kind of a life preserver, basically, that you have somebody that is there to hold you up and to, you know, to keep you on track. So I think that's a really good thing. So, you can connect with each other on Facebook, exchange phone numbers, or, you know, you could take a moment right now and, you know, we could, let's see, how many are there? Five of you and one of me. So, you know, you could join, if you like, you know, we could just, after the call, you know, we can take a few moments to see, you know, if you would like to interact with each other. I like to leave it optional, but strongly suggested. So, okay. So we are here. Our first module that I like to study with, I like to clear the plate before we put the food on it. You know, I like to really clear everything out before we get started. And I think, as Anita and Pamela can attest, even though we keep clearing and clearing and clearing, and I can tell you this is true for me too, there always seems to be more stuff. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely, right? Mm. So, I mean, even for me, this past weekend, because I was with my mentor, a marketing mentor in California, and, you know, I'm moving into a bigger arena, my stuff starts to come up, and it's old stuff. It doesn't have anything to do with what's actually happening now, but it triggers stuff all the way back in the past. And, of course, it, you know, it's deep. And the visual that I got was of a deep shaft, at like a well. And I saw that it had been, you know, so much had been dug out and removed, and it went way, way, way down, and there was a bucket coming up with really chunks of rock, you know, really heavy stuff, you know, just coming up. And what a visual that was. It was like, look how much you've cleared, and here's some more. You know, and yeah, I mean, you get to a place where, you know, like 99.9% of the time you're feeling great, but then there's always that other little bit that manages to come up just because something got triggered. And that's a great thing because it gives you an opportunity to move through and to release it. So that's really awesome. So let's look at forgiveness. You know, did any of you guys have a chance to, I know you and Pamela and Anita did, but I'm asking Sharon and Sherry, who were on the call last week, did you have a chance to listen to or do any of the work from last week?
Yes, I did. I did all of the stuff up through today.
Yeah, and what did you find?
I thought it was good. I mean, I thought it was good.
Yeah, did you learn anything?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I definitely did. I guess some things I thought, you know, sometimes you think you're a little further along than maybe you are.
Yeah, is that interesting?
Yeah, and it's not like an egotistical kind of way. It's like, oh, that childhood stuff, that's really not bugging me that much, you know. But then you start uncovering things, and you're like, well, maybe it is.
Yeah, and the thing is that what I've found is that generally when you're going through life, and invariably if you are stuck, there's a reason for it. There's an energetic reason for it. So it may be that you're stuck because you have an old hurt or loss or event from your life that you haven't released because you're holding on to the hurt, you're holding on to the pain, and that really holds you back energetically. And the thing is that you think that, well, that happened so long ago, I let that go. But very often you may have let part of it go, but there may be a deeper layer that's still sticking around. So that's why, you know, I encourage you to take a look and see what, you know, hurts or losses could actually be holding you back. So what did you find that was a surprise?
I think had a really difficult childhood, and
I think
I mean,
everybody here on this call, has anybody had a good childhood?
Absolutely. This is Leslie. Absolutely not.
Anybody here have a good one? I didn't. Anybody here have a good one?
No.
Well, there's a deafening silence.
Yeah, right? You are not alone, honey.
last year, about a year ago, actually, almost exactly, I hurt my back very, very surprisingly. And it kind of derailed me physically, at least a month. And then I wasn't okayed to, like, even ride rides and stuff like that again until recently. So
really, so you were stuck. Yeah.
I.
What do you think created that? Where were you in your life when that happened? What was going on?
Well, I had just spent the day at a friend's house where I spent time not voicing my real concerns and not cutting it off when I wanted to and just allowing this just to, like, take over from me. And then the next day was supposed to be my day to celebrate my birthday, and that's when it happened. But I was, like, not able to move on my own for several weeks.
And where was it on your back, sweetheart?
Oh, my lower back?
Yeah. Okay.
In the middle. And
what did you do to, did you just get up wrong or something?
I was reaching into the cabinet to grab something that's like the weight of a piece of paper. And I shifted just enough that it wasn't right. And the chiropractor told me that I was in a car accident when I was 17.
Yeah.
Where I was hit head on by a drunk driver. And I never had any medical, my family was poor, so we didn't get any treatment.
Right.
Except for my sister, who had to have a surgery. And so he said that it was probably the impact of that, just over the years, twisted just a little, till it's so far out of alignment, anything can do it. But I was definitely stressed at the time when it happened because of that day that I had spent just not being true to myself. And, But I lost a lot of physical confidence when that happened because, like, my husband, I couldn't even go to the bathroom by myself. Like, I had to be cared for, and he was very wonderful about it. But I wasn't sure, like, what can I do and what can I not do? And I was at the chiropractor a whole bunch, and now I'm healthy again, and I'm running again, and I feel really great. So I just, but when I think about that, like, I get tears in my eyes.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, because, well, that's a loss. And I think that I know that one of the indicators of loss is the fear of taking risks. You're afraid because you got hurt, and so you're going to be thinking twice before you move. And, you know, again, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So do you find that that's still holding you back?
I didn't think it was. Because, like I said, I've been running, and I've been feeling really good, and I've been able to do things that I wasn't able to do for the past year. But when I was doing this, that came up for me.
Well, there's a reason for that, because if you noticed it, then there's a reason that it came into your awareness.
Yeah.
So and the thing is that we're just going to notice things. We're not going to judge anything. It's just information. And we're just, you know, patterns of light and information. So you don't judge it at all, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, good. So, and Sharon, what did you learn, sweetheart?
I might have had an opposite reaction. First of all, I want to say that I'm more comfortable with the mirror exercise than the what-if exercise.
Very cool.
Okay.
Really, that's
now,
interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was too, but I don't know why. You probably do. But in any event, I had a different experience than Sherry. I was in the company of somebody. Well, we know about my last relationship and all that happened there.
Yeah.
I was with somebody this past week who reminded me exactly where that guy was when I met him.
Oh,
and while I was sitting, what?
That's interesting. So he was in
a bad place. Right. And when I was in the presence of this guy, I could not wait to get away from him.
Good.
And I was able to identify the similarities and say, I now know where I was then, because of my own grief, and that I couldn't see that how unhealthy it was, and this time I could. And just the remarkable similarities between the two people. And I was saying, well, Oh, no wonder. I mean, that's what everybody else was saying when they met this guy that I was with for 3 years. They're so like, you know, like, oh, that's very nice, but, you know, I'll talk to you later kind of thing. They just didn't want to be in his energy.
Yeah, because it was very depleting.
Right, exactly. And
yeah,
that's how I felt last week when I was with this person who was put there for obvious reasons. So I became aware of how far I've come.
Beautiful. That's
was
really beautiful.
Yeah, and I tried to explain this to one of my friends, and she said, oh, yeah, it's really good when you can see people for who they really are. And I said, no, that's not what I'm saying. This was about me.
Yeah. No, that's beautiful. So you were able to really see that you have shifted. And
oh, definitely.
Yeah, that's great. So how far did you do? You did all of the exercises?
I didn't write my scene.
Okay, that's cool.
But I did the other.
Okay. So this week you'll write your scene.
Okay.
Right? And you can do the meditation, and
yes,
also you're going to get to listen to these different modules, and we're going to be, you know, talking about forgiveness and what forgiveness really is. So what do you guys think forgiveness really is? Let's start with Pamela.
And what was the question?
What's forgiveness?
What's forgiveness?
What's forgiveness?
What is forgiveness?
I asked you first.
I know. I'm doing the right thing in school. You repeat it back, and then maybe it was just... Forgiveness is letting go of people. I had to do this last night. I got stuck with someone that's been a friend of mine for years. I call her more of an acquaintance than a good friend. She thinks we're great friends, but we don't talk to each other often enough. But she was forcing her thoughts on me and being quite critical. And I just had to forgive her because, I mean, I even asked, I said, have you been drinking? And, of course, that really pissed her off. So apologize that she was drinking. But I finally said, I wrote her and I said, listen, I love you, but we're just going to let this go. And I just let it go. And I think, and I thought about you, Marbeth, when all this was going on because, of course, it was right after our phone call. And it was, she's two this year that as we've been working together, I've let them go because they're no good for me. I mean, they're great people. I love them. But I've outgrown where they are. And because I want to keep moving up, I forgive me. That's what it is. I forgive me for holding on to situations that really don't enhance me. And I can still love them. I can still talk to them. But I have to love me more. So.
Good for
that makes
you.
Sense. That's forgiveness.
Good.
Anita, how you like that one out of our last little shindig, huh?
I think that's really good, and you know, I know that forgiveness is more about releasing yourself from pain that has come from hurts that you've experienced with other people, and it's not about condoning what they did. But it's about letting go of it, because as long as we're, and I have to do this over and over again, and I still have so much to do. As long as I think about what they've done and walk around and carry around my disbelief and anger about, you know, how could they do that? I'm keeping that connection with them, and it's hurting me. And so it's all about releasing those connections.
Well, you know what it does is it really keeps you in the mentality, in the mindset of being a victim. And
yeah,
you think about, well, they did this to me. So as long as you're holding on to that blame, then you're not taking responsibility for yourself. You can choose other thoughts. And you know, we're going to learn some pretty powerful techniques to release a lot of the emotions that come up. So... I mean, I was very tested this weekend. I'm being completely transparent with you guys because you're my group, and I know that I can teach by love and by example, as well as sharing, you know, with you. And it's so wonderful to have, you know, the support of other people who can see things when you can't. So, and, you know, and so what's really beautiful in terms of forgiveness is that we can always ask for a different way of looking at things. And it's interesting. I'm going to get back to you, Sharon, because you had a little difficulty with the open-ended questions. So tell me what exactly happened. I definitely want to hear that.
I'm sorry. What happened when?
When you said you didn't like, you liked the mirror work, but not asking open-ended questions. That was an exercise I gave you personally, right?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Well, mainly because I couldn't answer the question.
That's the idea, is you're not supposed to.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm such a bottom line person. I'm saying, well,
I know.
What am I missing?
There you are. So, isn't that interesting? So, the reason this is a really great exercise. If you are feeling stuck, you can just say, "Now, if I could see this a different way, what would that look like? What would it look like if I didn't feel this way?" How could I see this in a different way? How can I just maybe let go of this? You just don't answer the questions. What this does is it bypasses the resistance in your mind that's going to try to hold on to what's keeping you stuck. Now, the kind of questions that very often we ask are questions like, how could I have been so stupid? And you know what your brain is going to do, your mind is going to do? Just like a very, very loyal little friend, it's going to think of all the ways that you could be so stupid. So it's going to itemize them for you and then think up some more. So you really want to circumvent that. You don't want to focus on what's going to keep you stuck or going to make you feel bad. Our goal is to really focus on what feels good. And a way to do that is if you're feeling bad, you're feeling stuck, You can ask yourself, we all have like 860 angels surrounding us. You know, just, you know, talk to an angel, you know, talk to spirit, talk to the universe, whoever you want to talk to, and just say, how can I see this differently? How can I be happier today? What could I do to be more happy? You know, just ask yourself these questions. Just, you know, gentle little questions, and you don't have to answer them. That's not your job. You're just asking. And what that does is it opens you up to a whole field of possibilities. It's very easy. It's very gentle. And it's just, you know, looking at, oh, how could I look at this a little differently? And sometimes, you know, if you're really stuck in a dark place, and it may be hard to even, you know, think about that, just like, what could I do to feel better? And just, you know, something might pop into your head. You might say, I could play some music. I could take a walk. I could call a friend. Whatever it is, you know, you're going to start getting answers. You're going to start, and it will start to shift you. So that's a really good way, and I know we're talking about forgiveness, and I'm off on a little bit of a tangent, but it's a really good way to shift out of a place where you're just not comfortable. So I just wanted to add that, and I'm so glad that I asked you about that, Sharon, because and that you brought it up. So what is forgiveness? Well, forgiveness, you're going to hear a lot about it on this module, and, you know, and for me, it's just a complete letting go. Now, the Course in Miracles will tell you that forgiveness is just knowing that, just letting it go so that it's like it never even happened. You know, and really that is a particular path to enlightenment by just, you know, even if you're just feeling the slightest irritation, you just let it go. You consciously let it go. And you don't have to do it yourself because we have all these unseen helpers that are there to help us. So if you can't do it yourself, you can just say, help me see this a different way. Help me let this go. Help me release this. And it may not happen right away because in actuality, when you ask for something to happen, it does, but it's our resistance to letting it go that keeps it stuck. and holds it to us. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, so sometimes, you know, we were really hurt. We were really hurt. And very often it's not actually what's happening, but it's something that's triggering something from the past. So what I would like to do with you guys today is I would like each and every one of you to think of a person that you would like to forgive. Ooh, that's good. I'm starting to feel some stuff. Yeah, somebody that really hurt you. Good. Everybody has somebody. Anybody not have somebody? It's funny how many times that you do this, there's always going to be somebody that pops up. It's the nature of the beast. And so here's what we're going to do tonight is we're going to imagine that person is standing in front of us. Now, you don't have to condone what they did, but you're going to let them go. So what I want you to do is tell them, I'm releasing you right now. You can say it out loud. I'm releasing you right now.
I'm letting you go.
What happened? Did you notice any shift? Leslie?
Yes, I did.
You're still holding on to some stuff, though, I can
see.
Well,
it's my husband of 41 years, so you know, I've got to let go of all of it. But the main
issue. Oh, I've got some great stuff for you, sweetheart.
Yeah, and so it was the main issue I've got right now. And so it was like, okay, we're forgetting the past and just going on from today was what it was. It was just real clear.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, I learned some great stuff from this lady this weekend. I'm going to share it with you today. So
okay,
you can
good.
Take it home and play with it with your husband.
Yeah.
So, in fact, I'm going to tell you this right now.
Okay.
And then we'll get back to the other business because it's great stuff. So here's how you honor, here's how you work with a man. And there's a whole other way, but actually she says that it's our responsibility to set the boundaries and to create the relationship. And my other friend there who has been taking advice from this relationship expert, Christine, told me that she said that since she's been following Christine's advice, she feels like a puppet master. And everything, she says, it's unbelievable. She could never have believed it. So here's how, first thing that we do is we do not criticize or correct. We say 10 nice things, 10 appreciations. And then, you know, after 10, then you could say something, you know, I really appreciated the way that you did whatever you did that didn't quite please me, but it would make me even happier if you, and then you kind of slide it in really gently. Because they're very, very sensitive, and you have to speak in small, short sentences.
Oh, buddy. Yeah, all of that.
Right?
Yes.
You know, that was so terrific. Thank you so much for that. And then explain what you would like them to do.
Okay.
Because, you know, I mean, there was definitely some things that I was bothered by in my relationship. And what was so beautiful is that, you know, I came home and I'm practicing these and, you know, he's just puffed up and is just as happy as pie and it's just so sweet.
I have to tell you, though, my 10-year-old grandson told me that when you teach grandpa something, you have to talk really slow. So I'm sure he may be a relationship coach by the time he's grown up.
Short sentences and very few adjectives.
Oh, okay.
It would then make me so happy if you blah, 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 blah. And thank you. And when they do it, thank you so much. I really appreciated that. It was so, you know. So these are what she said to do, and I'm telling you, it's like magic.
Okay.
So yeah. I'm sharing that with you, and, you know.
Yeah.
It was very
These
cool.
are things that have built up over a lot of years, so, yeah.
I hear you. But,
yeah.
You know, but if you could, you know, shift things.
Mm-hmm.
It's just shifting the energy, because what she said is, you know, pick something that bothered you. You know,
uh-huh.
and actually one of the girls, you know, we just had a great girls' night. So one of the girls said, well, you know, my husband, you know, he always does this or whatever. And she said, well, how did he know that you didn't like it that way? How, you know, did you ever tell him you didn't like it that way? Did you ever tell him that you would prefer things a different way? You know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so... Yeah, so I mean, that's just something to think about, because it was like, oh, and here I thought this was so heinous, and he should have known better, but who taught him? Who would have taught him?
Yeah.
She said they don't know better, and that 90% of guys are really good guys. They just don't know how to please us.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, wow, isn't that amazing? I'm going to check this out.
Hey, I'll try this.
So right on, I'm telling you. So and truthfully, you know, if we take the responsibility for them doing stuff wrong because we didn't make it clear enough that it wasn't the right thing, but without being correcting them, but coming from that, all of those compliments so they feel really good, they're going to want to please us. Right?
Yep, I'm writing this down.
Do you want me to read them again?
Okay.
The first one.
Marbeth.
Yes?
It's Sharon.
Yes.
That works on any man in any relationship. I did it with my boss 2 days ago and didn't even
awesome.
Know that that's what I did.
They don't know.
I didn't know that that's what I did until you just explained it.
Yeah.
But
it totally
he
works.
And I, yeah, he and I had a fundamental difference of opinion, and I lost, of course, and I approached him in a way of saying, like, I really appreciated this and that, you know, and that I'm glad he understands my position, not my position, but my viewpoint, and he fell all over himself for the rest of the day, being as sweet as he possibly could to me.
Yes. So she said, you know, before you do any course corrections, you have to give them 10 appreciations and nice, you know, compliments and you know, thank you, thank you, thank you. That was so terrific. Thank you so much for that. It made me feel really loved. It made me feel really appreciated. Whatever the word is, you really want to enhance that. But it would make me even happier if you would take out the trash. And I didn't have to ask you.
You said you have to give them 10 compliments before you give them one correction?
That's what she said. She said you have to do the correction in such a way was, that was so terrific when, you know, we're so, you know, nice to all those women, but it would make me even happier if you gave me a little more special attention.
So
that was
so you give them, so you give them 10 compliments before you put in the, oh, honey, that was so sweet, wonderful, yeah, but.
No, it's not even a but. But
yeah, well,
and it would make me even and it would make me even happier.
Yeah, it's an and, not a but.
Right.
Well, yeah, but what I'm missing is you said you give them first 10 compliments before
yes,
you give them. So you
but
give
he
them
calls a gentle course correction.
But you give them 10 compliments that day before you give them a gentle course correction.
Yes.
Or you just sit all day
long.
And then
you can also say, you know, I felt really, you know, I felt really bad, you know, when you did such and such. It would really make me feel so much better if. But you can't do that until you've done the 10.
All right, so I have to be nice 10 times first.
Yeah. I know it's hard.
And the thing
is, we always have the heavier load.
That's true for any relationship, even parent and child.
Absolutely.
You know, friend to friend. It's not just men.
No, it's not just men. I think it's just a really lovely thing because I started to realize, well, you know, I've been so busy, I haven't been doing that. You know, and it was like, no. I mean, I'm just feeling so much better. I think it feels, you know, really good. And if when you take responsibility, like, you know, she said, it's our responsibility to set the boundaries because they just don't know. You just have to assume that they just don't know. So I'm sharing that with you guys. So any questions? And then we'll go on more about forgiveness. So, okay. So Leslie, you still feel like you're holding stuff, you know, about your sweetie.
Yeah, and I think if I do some of this, I'll get it a go. I think I want to try some of this.
Absolutely. So
I might think better. Yep.
Did you have a chance to listen to the first part of the Power of Joy?
I listened to a little bit of it, but I didn't want to get into the classwork because I wasn't sure where you were going to insert it. So,
okay, perfect.
Yeah, so I've listened to some of it.
Okay, perfect. So did you get a chance to listen to some of the forgiveness stuff?
No, I did not. I was real interested in the angel part for some reason, so that's what I listened to.
Yeah, well, that's okay. The angels are amazing. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get into that in a very interesting way in this in this group. Because, I don't know, you will always get, you know, a bonus when you in this class with me. So I know what the bonus is going to be for this class. It's going to be fun. So, okay. So we will get back to you, and we will even do a little more forgiveness work with your husband tonight.
Okay, great.
Yeah, the way that I work is I tune in to everybody, and because I really want to see where I want to feel where you're at, and where we need to go. So Anita, I have a sense I might know who you're trying to forgive.
I'm sure you do. And tell me.
Yeah, one of your siblings.
Yeah, I'm sure you know which one.
Yeah. Your sister or your brother?
My sister. You know, I really feel pretty complete about, you know, fairly complete about my brother from our first one-on-one back in whenever that was, July or June.
Yeah.
So I really feel pretty complete about my brother. It's my sister that I really have deep issues with trying to forgive.
No, I understand that because you really felt like you had a close relationship with her.
Yeah, and it's just so hard to let go. It's just grieving that loss of the relationship that I thought we had.
Good. Okay. So what I want you to do is I want you to feel the pain of the loss right now. Just feel it. And this is really important, everybody. You start to feel something, don't push it away. Just really allow yourself to feel it.
Yeah, that's most of my life. That's what I do is I push it away because I don't want to feel it.
Because it hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts. But when you feel it, then you're acknowledging what's happening. So just feel it. We're just going to surround it with love. Here you go. Can anybody else feel this? I know we have some other empaths in here.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's already starting to shift. It's already releasing. Can you feel that, Anita?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. It's still releasing. So I'm just going to, one of the things, one of the stories that I share on the, and the power of joy is my experience with my father, who basically abandoned my mom and me when she was pregnant. And, you know, he sent her home to her family. And then my family, my mom's family, were Orthodox Jewish, and they felt that because I was around that the marriage had to work. So they sent her back to my dad, and in order for him to accept her back, he insisted that my mom's family furnish his house. So he was bribed to take my mother back. I mean, how degraded my mother must have felt to go back there into a situation where she was being emotionally abused. And she was so terrified of her life and my life that she was sleeping with furniture against the door. You know, it was, and when she went to visit her family, they knew how bad things were. And they still let her go back. I mean, I find that, you know, although I'm sure everybody here has some horror stories from their childhood, right? So, this was my father. And then I didn't see him again. My mom finally left with me when I was maybe 2 and a half. And so I didn't see him again until I was 6. And I met him in a train station with my mom, and I didn't know who the heck he was. And then when I was 9, he asked for me to spend a month with him, which I did. But then I was ignored the whole time. And it was basically as a companion for his girlfriend's niece. And then the last time I saw him, I was 19, and I contacted him. I said, I want to know who you are. So he flew me up for the weekend and ignored me and, you know, hung out with his girlfriend's nieces and nephews. And, you know, and it was just leaving a lot of sadness and negativity and pain and whatever. So that was my experience with my father. And then he died, and he was a very wealthy man when he died. I think he was worth, at that time, at least $1 million, maybe more. You know, at that time, that was like maybe 35 years ago. That was a lot of money. And my mom said to me, he left me $5,000. And my mom said, you could fight this. You're his only child. And I said, no, I don't want his money. I don't want any of that. So it was really a shock to me when about 6 or 8 years ago, a friend of mine was doing some energy work on me. And she said, there's a doctor here, and he wants to help. And I said, it's my father, you know, and it's okay. So she said, what do you mean it's your father? You know, describe him. So I described him, and she said, yeah, that's him. So the next morning she called me. You know, she's very visual, and she called me and said, you know, that doctor came back, and he wants you to connect with him. And I thought, oh, crap. You know, this is not who I want to connect with. So I did. You know, he'd been gone for like 25, 30 years. So I went into my little meditation room. I sat on a cushion, and I, you know, connected. I said, I opened myself up to connect with him. And the next thing, I surrounded with amazing love. I was completely surrounded with the purest love I had ever experienced. I was so shocked. I didn't know where it came from. So, you know, I was like, what is this? And the download that I got from him, you know, because it was translated to me, not in words, but as a complete thought, was that, you know, he'd always loved me. He had always loved me. And that we had contracted before we were born to create the relationships that we had for our growth. And I could really feel that love. You know, I knew what he was saying was true. You know, and he said that he always would love me, you know. So, I mean, I had tears streaming down my face. It was hugely emotional, and I let it all go. So now when I feel that there's somebody who is hurting me, and, you know, and a lot of it, when you think that somebody's hurting you, may not actually be what's happening. You may be misperceiving something because it's triggering something from your past. You know, I think you may have all experienced that. But now I think of, well, you know, maybe we agreed to do this before we even came here, so I need to look at them a different way. They may be just be playing a particular role here on this plane of existence, but they're so much bigger, and I know that they really are very loving on that higher level. So anyway, so does that help a little bit, Anita?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so if your sister had agreed to do this for your personal growth and for hers, because she has to live with this, and, you know, how sad that she doesn't know a different way of being. And so if she's standing in front of you and you can look at her with compassion, is that possible?
Yes, it is.
She never learned loyalty. She never learned compassion.
Well, I've seen her be very loyal and compassionate in other, you know, in other situations.
With other people?
Yeah, and particularly our brother.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you want to share with other people here what has happened? No, just in generally, so you don't have to get into specifics.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's so complicated.
Well, just a brief synopsis.
I had been becoming more and more aware of how this all went back to childhood stuff, but when you and I were working together, you really brought that to the forefront, and it just really was this stinging reopening of my eyes and awareness of it. But basically, from childhood, my three siblings have been against me, and my mom, and I don't think she did it intentionally, but she kind of created that situation and turning them against me. Sometimes it seems so petty to even talk about it, but my parents divorced when I was, the divorce was initiated when I was 7, and it was final when I was 10, and I'm the oldest, and there's only 5 years between me and my youngest brother, and so my mom had four kids in 5 years, and the three of them were always really close. I was different in a lot of ways, in temperament, as well as my looks. My dad was Spanish, and he had dark hair and hazel eyes, and my mom had blue eyes, and all the kids were born blonde. All the other siblings were born blonde with blue eyes. And after the divorce, one of the things my mom used to tell me whenever she was mad at me, and she did beat us all. She battered all of us. When she was mad at me, one of the things that she would say is, I hate looking at you because you remind me of your father. And I know all the other kids heard all that, and I know I didn't even have this awareness, I didn't have this realization until just a few years ago, that must have been what started it all, and that they felt superior to me, and even though she battered all of us whenever she was mad at us, the only person who ever had the other three join her was me. None of them ever had to experience the other three siblings ganging up on them with my mom. And so anyway, that's the childhood stuff, which I thought we had put behind us as adults. And then when my father was dying, and he had a lot of money, and this was just the last few years, they all turned against me again. And I was cut out of the will. But the worst part was I didn't have a relationship with my father the last 14 months of his life because of them.
Yeah.
And my father and I had been, you know, we'd had an affinity that they never had with him. Anyway, that's And the hardest part was my sister, because we had, I thought, a good relationship. We have, we each have a daughter, 5 years apart, and we spent a lot of time together when they were growing up, going camping. She had a boat. We'd go boating together, spending holidays together. We lived half an hour away from each other. So that's been the hardest part. It didn't surprise me at all with the boys, my brothers. But when my sister was part of it, that was just devastating.
Yeah, I hear you. So tell your sister right now. I want you to, you don't have to say it out loud if you don't want to, but I want you to just tell her what you're feeling.
I feel, I mean, so many times I have anger, but mostly the anger covers up the sadness and the grief, the loss and the sorrow.
Tell her how you feel about what you did.
How I feel about it. I feel angry and I find it, I can't believe that she did it, that she could have, I don't know, that she could do that, that she could hurt someone who had been part of her life and for so long.
Yeah. So I want you just to feel that betrayal, because if you're still feeling the betrayal. Yeah, you feeling that in your throat?
Well, you know, it's not as bad as it was earlier today in this call. In fact, I had this huge tightening in my throat, like a huge lump, and I don't feel it right now.
There's still a
or
lump.
It's very little. It's not as it's very very much diminished.
And what about in your solar plexus? Like under your diaphragm.
It's there too, but it's not as.
But just feel it there. Just feel it. Just let yourself feel the feeling. Did anybody else feel it, how this is starting to release and how she's really expanding?
I see, like, when she was telling her story, like, I was feeling a lot of tightness, and I feel a huge lump in my throat. How do I get rid of that?
It's going to just keep bringing your awareness there. You are an empath, my dear. Just feel it. Just keep holding it. Here it goes. So now we're just going to bring in a lot of love. Just bring in a lot of love. We're just going to shower Anita with lots of love. There you go. How's that feel, Anita?
It feels good. I feel a lightening. And I did feel that expansion.
Okay, there's still something going on with your diaphragm, just under your diaphragm. I'm just going to do a little energy work there because I feel like it's like a little gap that needs to be filled. So I'm just kind of fixing that. There, that's better. Good job, sweetheart. There's a little more stuff there, but that's not yours. That's not yours.
Yeah. Well, I know that it does happen in layers, and I'm just really grateful for having released some of the layers. Thank you.
Thank you for, you know, look how courageous you were, you know, just coming forward and sharing that, because, you know, and the thing is that there really isn't any judgment on it. It just was. It doesn't, you know, we're not going to blame anybody. We're not going to condone what happened. It's just information.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because if you're going to try to blame your sister, then you're going to be back in victim mode and you're going to lose your power. You don't have any power as a victim, but you do have power when you can ask, how can I see this differently?
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, how can I see this from a bigger perspective? You feel how that shifts the energy?
Oh, yes. Yes, and I mean, many, many times I've considered how I thought about it all my life, how they were all victims too.
Yes, they were. Yeah. And yes, you know, they did get the money, but at what cost to them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, everything that we do, we're really doing to ourselves. Because we're all one. So that's why it's so much better to be coming from a loving place.
Yes, yeah. I am just glad I was, in many ways, I'm glad that it turned out this way. It's a long story, but thank you.
That's okay. We'll take care of that another time. Sherry, I'm feeling you. What's going on, sweetie pie?
Well, I still have that tightness in my chest.
I know, and that one is yours.
That's yeah. Yours.
This is your stuff. But see how you resonated with it? That's why,
yeah.
That's why, yeah. But that's good. That's a good thing. So who are you forgetting?
Well, there was this girl that I used to work with that... bullied me really badly in the workplace.
Yeah.
And and I thought she was my friend, but I didn't have the healthiness. Like I didn't see the warning signs. I didn't understand. I didn't take the messages, I guess, that I was getting. And I don't know, I thought I was pretty much done with that, but she's the one that popped up when you said it.
Yeah, and I'm just checking why, because there's something that she's reminding you of from even earlier in your life.
Yeah, it's probably...
She's presenting something.
It's probably related to my parents because I trusted them and then I was continually let down.
Yes, that resonates. So what was this woman's name?
Rachel.
Okay, so tell Rachel how you feel about what she did. Talk to her as if she's standing right in front of you.
Well... I feel that it was wrong, and I didn't do anything to her. It was unfair, and she knew it was false, and she did it deliberately, and she was just mean, and it was unnecessary.
So feel what you felt then. Feel that pain.
I have a lot of resistance to feeling that.
Okay, you are absolutely safe, sweetheart. You're absolutely safe. And if you don't want to do that, if you, you know, just because you're going to release it right now, if you want to. If you don't, you know, I can call on someone else. I just was feeling you. That's why I called on you. But I want you to feel comfortable. And above all else, I want you to feel like you're safe.
I want to let it go.
Okay. Well, okay, so here, I'm holding you in love right here. So feel the love. And feel this pain inside. Just feel it, and it's going to go away. I promise. Feel it moving?
Can't so.
Yeah, it's okay, honey. I'm holding you. I'm holding you. You're absolutely safe. So if you could let this go, what would that feel like?
It'd be really great. I've been holding it for years now.
I know. So let's not answer the questions. Let's just, you know, we're asking your mind. We're going to bypass your resistance. If I could let this go, if I could really feel good about myself, what would that be like? I don't answer that consciously. You see how things started to shift? Moving all over the place.
I think I have a hard time feeling my own stuff. It's easier for me to feel other people's, but I can't tell when it's shifting.
It's okay. I can tell when it's shifting. You're still holding a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff there. So why don't you, sweetheart, why don't you set up a one-on-one with me this week?
Okay,
and we'll definitely move through this. So, in terms of this woman standing in front of you, I release you, I'm letting you go.
I release you, I'm letting you go.
And I want you to imagine that you're standing in front of yourself. Or you're looking in a mirror, whichever is easy. And you're going to tell yourself, I forgive you, Sherry.
I forgive you, Sherry.
I'm willing to see you a whole different way.
I'm willing to see you a whole different way.
Yeah, that's better. That's much better. Can you feel that?
Feels less tense.
Yeah, it's less tense. Because what happens is very often the person we most need to forgive is ourselves. So that's going to be your homework for the next week, and this is good for everybody, is to stand in front of a mirror and tell yourself, I forgive you. I'm willing to see you a whole different way. I'm willing to see how beautiful you are and all the love inside. And I'll say it again so you can write it down. I'm willing to see you a whole different way. I am forgiving you completely. Releasing the past. And I'm willing to see you as who you really are, beautiful and lovable. I think I probably changed that a little bit, but you can listen to the recording. You should get a recording probably tomorrow. You're holding a lot of stuff in your solar plexus, right underneath your diaphragm. Can you feel that?
I think so.
Huh?
I think so. I can feel it.
Yeah. Just put your hand underneath your bra. I mean, below your bra, not under your bra. But underneath, below it, you know, like about above your belly button, like a couple of inches.
Mm-hmm.
Just bring your awareness under there for just a minute. They're just going to pump you full of love. You need some love. There you go. I don't know if you all got a chance to do some of the preliminary. There are a couple of preliminary exercises. There's one about getting into your heart by putting your hand over your heart, bringing your awareness under your hand, and thinking about something or someone that you love, you know, and just let that expand. But call me. Is that, we need to have a session, Sherry.
Okay.
You're going to feel a lot better.
Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay. So, Leslie, how are you doing?
How am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm enjoying this. I'm writing down lots of notes, and I'm going to try a lot of these, especially with my husband. So
good.
Feeling
yeah,
a lot
try. Just do it. Do it, do it, do it. We don't try. Try is a word that we're eliminating from
the vocabulary. Okay, I'm going to do it.
No trying.
Okay.
Good. Good. So yes. Do you feel a shift in your husband?
Yes. And I think a lot of that is he is so darn sensitive. It's almost to the point when I say something, he takes it wrong.
Of course,
so,
because you haven't been appreciating him.
Yeah.
So this is going to make a big shift.
Yep.
Isn't that purposeful that I just got all that download and I just had a sense that this class is going to have a lot to do with relationships? So it's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, Sharon.
Yes.
Tell me about you. What did you experience?
Well, I need you to tell me, is the lump in my throat and the tears in my eyes for myself or Sherry?
That's yours. See, that's the beauty. I really wanted Anita to share her story because I knew it was going to evoke emotion in everybody here because everybody can relate to being abandoned or mistreated, right?
Yes.
In some way.
I thought that I had worked a lot on this, especially over the past years, but the person who came up to me was myself.
Yeah, that's the biggie. That's the big one. Good. So you were standing across from yourself. That's wonderful. Or sitting across from yourself.
Yes. And so when you, I don't think anybody wrote faster or typed faster, in my case, than me when you were giving Sherry instructions on how to forgive herself.
It's really important. And, you know, I can't tell you. I mean, forgiveness is the key to health and happiness. That's, you know, a quote from A Course in Miracles, translated by Gerald Jampolsky. Forgiveness is so huge. And yeah, on a higher level, we don't even need forgiveness. It's just, yep, it's done. You just release it, let it go, you know, transform. But on this level, it's really the key to move you to a higher place. Because it's just so it's but it's not the kind of like, oh, you did this to me, but I'm the bigger person, so I'm gonna let you go. It's not what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is actually just stepping away, just releasing it, you know, cutting those shackles. I've actually put something up on my Facebook page, I think it was yesterday, that my friend Sean Duperin is creating a movie right now. She has Project Forgive, which is a movie about forgiveness, and she's been putting these great illustrated quotes up on Facebook. And she had, you know, an image of somebody in shackles. And let me see if I can find it here because it was so. I'll actually post it on our page tomorrow. So, you know. Go into my thing. I'll read it to you because I thought it was so perfect. You know, just the visual of it. And where is it? There it is. Holding resentment is like carrying around heavy shackles. And it's an image of two people chained together at the arm. You know, just showing the two arms chained together at the wrist. So, and that's really what resentment is, whether it's taking the form of a little irritation or you're just holding, you know, a grudge. So, and I had that issue too, Sharon. I totally relate to that, that I found it so much easier to forgive other people than I could myself. So you're going to do more.
And the thing with me is I take the accountability and responsibility column is filled with my own recognition of where I fit into whatever happens with other people.
Right.
Except with myself, I feel, and not only do I feel, but I know to myself that I have failed people.
So?
Well, it's not a so.
Yes, it is. You have to let it go. What can you do about it now? Is holding on to your perceived failures, is that going to benefit anything? Does it help you or does it help them?
Not at all.
Exactly. So, here's the question. How can I let this go easily and start to see myself in a new, very positive light? There you go. Did you just feel yourself lighten up?
Yeah.
Now, I'm still feeling some throat stuff. And that is yours, by the way. I was feeling this before the call. I'm clairsentient, so sometimes I just feel stuff beforehand. It's like, oh, great. What is this? Is this mine, or is this somebody's around me, or is it something that's about to happen? It just makes things interesting. Okay, so let's look at your throat. So can you feel that in your throat now? It feels raw.
Yes. Oh, definitely. As a matter of fact, it got worse from the Anita Sherry experience.
Beautiful.
Now it's even worse.
That's wonderful. This is yours, by the way. And I'm going to show you guys how to actually be able to test whether something is yours or if it's somebody else's and how you can release it. But this is yours. So just let yourself feel what's going on in your throat. Now, what's really cool here is when you think about it, we're scattered all over the country, and you're feeling each other's stuff. Pretty amazing, right?
Yes.
So stay in your throat. Here it goes. Here it goes. Boy, I just feel like this wide-eyed innocence now coming out of you. You feel very young. Like maybe around 3. And there goes the throat again. So this is yours. Going to put some love in your throat. Just going to pack it up with pure, unconditional love. If I could love myself, what would that feel like? There's your question. You are releasing up a storm. Okay, that's better. Now somebody else has a sore throat here. Okay, how does that feel? Does that feel any different to you?
Yes, because it was already all, there was pressure in my ears too, and that's gone.
Good. So, okay. This Pamela, who suddenly
man.
Was able
I spilled a whole glass of water all over me and my sofa.
Oh, my God. How can we?
I guess I knew you were coming to me and see it's all your fault. See, girls, now you can blame the teacher. Oh, second time today have I done this.
Oh, you're blaming your teacher. I love you, Pamela.
Yeah, I don't want to take blame.
Is that sore throat yours?
Well, my sore, it's been hurting, but I figure that's just because I'm holding on to stuff that, and I don't even know what it's about.
Don't worry about
it. It's probably fear.
Who was your, no, this is, usually it's, is it, no, it's not fear. Believe it or not, you are holding tears in your throat.
See, you taught me to cry, and now see, that's even your fault. Now I still do. What did I write? I wrote this little note the other day. Where was it? My life is because of me, not what was done to me.
Right, and if you look at it even a whole different way, so if we've attracted situations to ourselves and we created them before we were born to have the experiences that we have so that we could further our development as a, you know, a soul or just to have these experiences, who, you know, how can we blame other people?
Oh, you can't. I can't blame. When I was hearing them, who was it that broke their, that hurt their back?
Oh, that was Sherry.
It was Sherry. Sherry, years ago, I was ticked off. I didn't stand up for myself, and I hurt my back. And so when you were telling your story, I could really relate to, I took it in internally, which is what I do, is I hold it in internally instead of releasing it.
Yeah, and how many back surgeries did you have?
11.
Whoa.
And now I'm going back to the doctor this month in October, just to get a checkup, because I want to make sure I can go back to physical therapy. So he's the one that did the most damage. But he happens to be here, so I have to let him go and go ask for his help.
So let me ask you, Pamela, because I know you were out of pain for quite a while. What's going on with that?
I'm back in pain again to the point that I'm taking probably a half to a whole pain pill again a day.
Oh, sweetheart. Okay.
Tell me about it. Isn't that pisser? So I don't know if it's the fear of the
it
job.
It has to do with what you're putting yourself through in terms of your studying.
Right.
And then you're going to have to ask yourself, is it worth it?
Exactly. But at this point, I'm at thinking, if I don't accomplish this mission, then I'll always say, what if?
That's true. I know you will, because you're a tough cookie.
Yep. And finally today, I went into the classroom. In fact, I came over here last night, came over at 7 o'clock to work last night. And I started doing the way I study and thought, I'm going to push myself and get this. And I'm just going to take it a little bit more easy because I left the office today at 2:30. I had to just pick my books up. I got to still study for a while. But I'm going to get it. And then once I get it, I can keep it or walk away from it. But one more time, I was told today, as I was told last Friday and last Thursday, that no matter what it takes, they want to keep me. If they have to put me in a different program with a different helicopter, that
all right, that's awesome.
They want to keep me.
Honey, you are awesome. You know,
I know.
I mean, you are just, you know, so courageous and you know, and strong and... You know, you're just really impressive.
I think, you know? Girls, if y'all saw how big I was, you'd be laughing ass off.
I know. She's like 5 feet tall. Are you 5 feet? Or are you shorter?
Not even 5 feet. No, I'm smaller than 5 feet now. Yes. And there's 5 women out of 200 men. And we have another 30 men coming on board with no women. So I can't give it up. I have to do it for women. If I don't do it for anyone else, I have to do it for women. But, yes, I am creating pain again.
Yeah.
And
so
because I'm not probably saying no to myself. Because they keep telling me to
yes,
call.
Exactly. Yes, honey. Exactly.
So I'm hurting myself. And, again, we talked about this the other night, ladies, that, Anita, you were there, that I create my own pain. No, I was discussing this last night with my other mentoring group. I create my own pain, so I create the pain from internalizing and being angry, and then it comes out of me, and that's probably where you, I'm still sure I'm crying, though, within internally over that movie, Hayachi. I'm sure, and then
well,
I was reading the
book. Well,
see,
the reason that you're crying internally is because it's triggering feelings that relate to past stuff. It's not about the dog.
Oh, that's a good excuse.
It's a great excuse. But the dog in the movie triggered, and it's not about Lego.
Not that Lego's agreeing with you.
No, I mean, it's not about Lego. So who were you forgiving?
Who am I forgiving? The only one I need to forgive is me.
Yeah. Is that the person that you were forgiving? That's great.
Oh, no. I was forgiving this girl named Ann and this girl named Linda, the one that got Lego for me. Because we've really never spoken since she bestowed me with the wonderful little brat. And then Ann is a real good friend of mine, but I've had to let her go.
Okay.
Because she gets angry. And she takes it out on her friends. And it's not
right.
Her... It comes up, but it's just sometimes I'm just not in the attitude to hear. I don't like walking on water when I'm talking to someone because I never know if I'm going to trip whatever's going on inside them to where they verbally put it out at me instead of, well, her husband probably is upset now because I used to take a lot off of him, but still. So anyway, I've forgiven her.
No, I hear you. So what happened when you did the exercise?
Oh, it felt good. I felt Linda disappear. I didn't feel Ann quite disappear. The one that's been my friend all these years. But
yeah.
So I have to just let her go.
Okay. So did you take some notes? Are you going to listen to this again about forgiving yourself?
Well, truthfully, I won't have time to listen to this again.
I understand. I know what your schedule is.
Yeah. And did I take notes? No.
Okay.
So what I was going to ask you to do is recap in 5 sentences or less. And now I'll take notes.
Okay, sweetie.
Got my piece of paper.
Well,
okay.
I'm going to let somebody else who's taken notes read them back.
Okay.
How about you, Sharon?
Recap, girls.
What I did was I wrote down the, I guess, the mini affirmations. Will that help, Pamela?
Okay, mini affirmations, all right.
Well, the mirror thing was just staying in, about forgiving. Okay, not from 2 weeks ago, but are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I am willing to see you in a whole different way.
Willing to see you. Okay.
I am willing to forgive you.
Okay.
I am willing to see you as you really are. Beautiful and loving.
Okay.
Those are the 3 that I got. Then there was some what ifs.
Mm-hmm.
What if I could love myself? What would that feel like? the others, wait a minute, the others just applied. Am I saying, hold on? One more. What if I could let this go easily and see myself in a new and positive way?
Okay.
That's what I got.
Cool.
Very cool. So, Pamela, what's going on in your throat? So, just bring your awareness inside your throat.
Okay.
Yeah, just feel it. What are you noticing?
Tired.
I know, you're exhausted and you're pushing yourself like crazy.
Just tired, just like chronic fatigue. Where I really don't want to be here.
You don't want to be there and you're crying inside because you are.
Mm-hmm. And I know that this is part of life, and 1 year out of my life won't hurt a thing.
But you don't need to be there. It's almost like you're punishing yourself.
Well,
you can fly helicopters. You don't need this helicopter, do you?
No, but there's no helicopter jobs in Florida. The only other place
Let's just reframe that. There weren't any helicopter jobs.
There weren't any helicopter jobs in Florida while
okay?
I was there.
Okay, there weren't any. That doesn't mean there aren't any.
If I stick this out, then there's a good chance I can come back to Florida, to West Palm Beach, and work.
Okay.
Flying Sikorsky.
Okay.
Or
yeah,
I'll have the knowledge that I need to be able to move forward somewhere else in life.
Okay.
Or I'll come back in a year, and I will help run my friend's art studio. Which is really what I want to do, but
I know. I mean, as soon as you said that, it was like, wow, Pamela, why aren't you doing that? Here you've been doing all this tough stuff. Why aren't you doing that? So, such a creative, artistic person.
I know.
It makes your heart sing.
I know. But I need to get this off my belt. This was a goal that I had years ago that has since changed. But it still is a goal.
But as you talk about it, did you just feel that pain in your throat come back?
Yeah, but. Listen to that, girls. Did you hear that? Yeah, but.
Yeah. Did I hear you right that you want to work in your son's art studio?
Not my son.
Of a friend.
Good friend. My friend. We do glass art, both of us.
Oh, sounds like that's where you're supposed to be.
Doesn't that feel good?
It does feel good. So, there is no money in that studio yet. There will be. I've already told them that we're going to get on that. So
you're going to be learning more stuff about creating.
Yes.
You know? And I know you've already learned quite a bit. So,
yep.
With what you're learning, you're going to be able to make some very big shifts.
Mm-hmm.
So here you are punishing yourself, forcing yourself to do something that you hate. Mm-hmm. Because you might make more money.
Oh, about 3 times more money.
So?
I am looking at retirement and all of that too right now, so.
Right. But did you hear? So listen, when you said you'd make 3 times more money, now can you feel anything, what's going on in your solar plexus?
Yeah. Oh, I know it. Everything you're telling, I do know. I just didn't realize that, how much I really don't like it.
And do you know, Pamela, that when you started this program, you couldn't feel anything?
Right. I didn't feel a thing. You're right, 100%.
So now your body is telling you, Pamela, what are you doing to me?
Yep. Exactly what it's saying. I don't like this. It hurts again. You're doing what
it's
you really don't want to do.
It's hurting. It's hurting you to do this. And you're pushing on because?
Because it's a good thing.
Not a good thing if it's not right for you, sweetheart.
Right. So I'll give it a little bit longer, see if it's not working for me much longer, then I'll figure out a way to come out of it. But
okay, how long are you going to give yourself?
Probably 6 months. I've only been here 3 months. And everyone said, now this is what it comes from, people told me. They said, Pamela, it takes minimum 3 months just to even feel like you're living somewhere else, much less the trauma I've gone through with this whole move.
Pamela, I want you to, you know, that's somebody else's opinion. It's not necessarily true.
I know. I left Florida before. I moved back.
I know, and you always come back.
Yep. Yeah, my twin sister says, you leave, you get chronic fatigue, you get sick, and then you come back, finally get it, and you come back home. You leave, you get chronic sick, and then you leave, and you come back home.
Your body has been speaking to you all your life.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you finally listen?
Because financially I need a job.
Okay, but just because you need a job doesn't mean you have to, you know, really hurt yourself.
I know. But we'll talk about this. We won't keep taking up the girls' time.
Okay. But anyway, you need to really get in touch with yourself. And we
mm-hmm.
will talk about this. So set up a time, and let me see who else has not had a time with me. So, okay.
All right, who else hasn't had the time with Marbeth?
Miss Sherry.
Well, I think I need to set up another time with
yes,
you.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yes, you do, my dear. So I will send you links to my calendar, and we'll set up a time. So we
okay.
can get some of this stuff cleared out and do forgiveness. So, you know, there's some good, you know, meditations and exercises on forgiveness. And, of course, the biggest thing is forgiving yourself. So here, let's just do it. We're going to clear out all this energy, all this stale energy. All done. It's gone. It's gone. Just feeling good. I want to check in and see how everybody feels. So, Leslie, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well.
Yeah. Yeah? Good. Mm-hmm. Good. I'm very happy. Anita?
I'm doing really well at the moment. Throughout the call, I've had moments of where I was feeling headache and neck pain, you know, head pain, neck pain, and coming and going. And right now, I don't have either one.
Yay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really great. So, okay. Sherry, how are you doing, sweetie?
I'm feeling better. I saw the a little pressure in, like, my solar plexus area, but it's a lot less than it felt like before.
Yeah. And somebody's got the throat stuff again. And I think it's with Pamela. Okay. Sharon, how are you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing great. I feel like I have a plan.
Good. You do have a plan. You do have a plan. And I just want you all to know, and Pamela, how are you doing, sweetie pie?
I'm fine.
That was so stoic.
Did that not sound like I'm in bravery? I'm standing on top of the world. We'll talk about it all, though.
Okay, I have added everybody to our Facebook page, and it's New Beginnings 9.18.12, because that was when we had our pre-call. And so everybody except for Sharon, because Ironically, we are not friends on Facebook, so I just friended you. So once you accept, then I will add you into this group, and then we will post calls on this Facebook page. You can interact. You can share, photos, videos, any thoughts. This is our page to interact with each other.
All right, because I'm on your regular Facebook page, so it's going to be Steve.
Oh, you're already in this one.
Marbeth, you were able to find me on Facebook?
Yeah, that's how you contacted me.
Oh, that's how I contacted you. Oh, that's right. Okay, because I'm blocked unless I contact somebody. So, okay.
Why are you blocked? Did you friend somebody you shouldn't have?
No. I just, I don't use Facebook the way most people do. It's just kind of there in the background.
Okay.
There are 475,000 pictures of me on there. Just, enough.
Yeah, well, I looked at your page and I saw Nicole. So sweet.
Oh, yeah.
I found a new one. It's bookmarks.
Okay, where's my friends?
So we have our homework page. And I'm going to email you the link to the homework page, so everybody will have that, and also the link to the Facebook page. Well, actually, that will come in the email tomorrow if you have any questions. But I did add you to it. Oh, you just accepted me.
Your picture looks great on this Power Book, the Power of Joy Workbook, and then you also have the recordings on here too.
Yes. Yeah, it's actually 25 recordings on 4 modules. And, the first couple is like really getting rid of the baggage, because you really need to empty the vessel so that you can bring in what you want. You got to get rid of what you don't want so you can bring in what you want.
All right, so we have to sign back into, because I know I have them somewhere, but back in to receive my free guided healing meditation to reduce stress. Is that what you...
No, that's my webpage. No, which one? Are you looking for the Power of Joy?
Yeah.
I'm going to email you the link, because I know you can't click on the link. So I'm going to do that right now.
Oh, this sucks. I got to go to Apple.
Yeah, you do. Okay. I know. I was very aware of it. That's why the video has a... the link is all spelled out there for you, and I'll tell Michelle and Kate when they put up the recording to add a little link for you for that.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know. Let me see if I can find that so I can send that to you. I think we're pretty much done. Everybody feels good?
Yes. Yeah.
And my work here is done.
Yep. Time for you to get some sleep, child.
Done for tonight.
Done for tonight, yes. So, okay. So I will get that out to you, Pamela, and I know Michelle will get, or Kate will get that out tomorrow with the recording. Things are going to get posted on Facebook, but you should also get an email. I just want to make sure that everybody can receive information. So next week's call will be Monday night, because I'm on a telesummit on Tuesday. So I'll get you, information on that if you want to hear it. It's I can't remember what it is. Cannot remember what it is. Let's see, where is it? Jolene T. And the page is that's not it. It's called I don't see it. I just don't see it. I'll get that out somewhere.
God bless you. You got so much stuff going on, child.
Oh, Awaken Your Amazing Self teleseminar.
Okay.
That's what it is. So, anyway, that's next Tuesday, so our class is going to be Monday. So, and then we're going to skip a week. So, but you're all going to be, I think you'll be able to reach me if you need me by email. I'm going to be on a cruise for a week with my kids.
Oh, it's not fair. Who's taking care of the darned old labradoodle?
Ashana has somebody staying at the house to do that. But I get the grandbaby from was 2 weeks, so that's very cool.
That is so neat.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'll post pictures.
Four-legged. Send me the four-legged. I'll be happy.
Yeah, I know. Okay, everybody.
Just laugh at me with these kids stuff. I love you. I kiss this girl. Take care.
Okay, you too.
This is going to be a great group. I can feel it. You know, everybody in here is so cool. And Leslie, I want you to do that self-forgiveness also.
Okay.
You know, everybody, do the self-forgiveness. It's so important. You know, and we're going to spend a couple of weeks on forgiveness. You know, you cannot do this enough. It's, you know, it's going to go deep. And so I'm going to send Sherry and Anita emails to my calendar, links to my calendar. So we'll get you set up for appointments.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
so
thank
much
you,
Barbara,
Beth, and thank you, ladies. I'm so glad
thank
to meet
you.
All of you and to meet up with you again, Pamela.
Thank you. God bless. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless everybody.
Good night, guys.